Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we've been talking about some of the downsides of having a lot of cars in the big city. Now, a different kind of call-in for a very special group of our listeners. Those of you sitting right now in your cars in New York City, waiting for alternate side of the street parking rules to end at 11 o'clock. You know, we usually tell people we won't take calls from cell phones in your car, but this is an exception because we know you're not actually driving, you're waiting. So if you are in your car waiting for alternate side of the street parking to end for today, you get first priority for the next few minutes at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And the question is, help your fellow New Yorkers out here. When is it safe to put your car back across the street and not worry about getting a ticket? When is it safe to put your car back across the street and not worry about getting a ticket? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here's how this came about. A friend of mine told me recently that one of the times he listens to the show is in exactly this situation. He goes out around 20 to 11, quarter to 11, and sits in his double-parked car until the top of the hour. And I ask him, can't you just park it a little before the hour? And he said, oh no, he's gotten tickets as late as 5 to 11 if he's already reparked his car. So it occurred to me that maybe we have a whole audience of listeners, look at the lines, doing the same thing, doing nothing basically, but waiting for alternate side parking to end and listening to the radio. If that's you, call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and share your alternate side parking rituals with your fellow car owners. When is it safe to repark? And how else do you game the system to play the alternate side game? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Glenn on 75th Street, east or west, Glenn?
West.
Okay, and what? Are you... Just set the scene for us. Where are you? What are you doing?
Basically idling and waiting for the street cleaner to come through and the guy in the nice sanitation car to pass me by so that I don't get a ticket.
Yeah, so once the guy comes through on West 75th Street, then you think it's safe because somehow the police will know that the street cleaning has already been done?
No, I definitely know it's not because I know up until pretty much the hour, you know, 11 o'clock, that what's going to end up happening is that a man on foot is going to come by, and anybody who's not sitting in their car, whether it's idling or not,
right,
is going to get a ticket.
So why are you in your car and keeping it idling rather than just being up in your apartment? I assume that's where you live, and you come down at 5 to 11 and move it back?
You can't do that. You know, I mean, first of all, I'm parked down here for business, not for pleasure.
Okay.
There's really, I need access to my vehicle because it's a commercial vehicle.
Right.
And there is no place to park, especially on the Upper West Side. I mean, you're competing with people who don't have jobs and aren't going to pay for a garage. So parking is limited, and if you need to access your vehicle, you're kind of
right
in a rock and a hard place.
There you go. Okay, Glenn, thanks a lot. Good luck. Tom, also on the Upper West Side. Tom, where are you?
87th Street.
Uh-huh. And are you also sitting in an idling vehicle?
My vehicle is not idling, but I do move back as soon as the mechanical sweeper passes, and I don't impede traffic or double park next to someone that hasn't moved yet and impede the street. And usually the courtesy is extended.
By the way, we should probably warn Glenn, who was the last caller. I don't think you can park a commercial vehicle on West 75th Street in any case, but that's another story. So why are you there in the car? Why don't you just come back at 5 to 11 and park it then?
There'll be no spaces available. Everybody starts to shift over usually at the same time. Usually about 30 minutes before it ends, and hopefully the mechanical broom is on time. If the mechanical sweeper had a breakdown or something had happened, he wouldn't be on his schedule, and then he'd be late, and then it's a complete circus because everybody's got to move back to the other side so that the sweeper can now perform its duties.
Really? Don't the sweepers then just lose out? Because once it's 11 o'clock, you're allowed to repark, and it's tough on them.
Right. No, what I mean is if he arrives at 10 minutes to 11 and the entire block has shifted to the other side already,
uh-huh.
So then they have to shift back and get out of the way of the sweeper.
I see. So there's a whole line of people like you sitting on West 87th Street in their cars?
It's quite ridiculous out here, the amount of people that are doing this. Every block in Manhattan is the same way. And they only allow the double parking on the Upper West Side here. I know the East Side, they don't allow it on the Upper East Side. So it depends on the neighborhood. Some parts of Manhattan are more residential than others.
Thank you for your call, Tom. Good luck.
Have a nice day.
Tyler on Bank Street. You're on WNYC. Hi, Tyler.
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Good. So what's it like on Bank Street right now?
Well, Bank Street is 11 to 12:30, so I'm actually just starting to wait. I was going to say, in East Village where I work, you can just double park and leave your car. There's probably a 10-block area where, you know, as long as you don't block someone in that they call the police, you're fine. And then on the Upper East Side where I live, it's like most of the callers have stated, if you're not in your car until the appointed hour, you know, you will get a ticket. But
right.
Down where I work, it's very communal. You know, I usually just leave my phone number on the dash, so if someone has a problem, you know, I can come get the car and move it. But then you have to be careful to move your car back to the right spot about 15 minutes before, or else you'll never get a spot.
See, now that's a sign of how New York has changed. The sign on the dashboard used to say, no radio. Now you give them your phone number.
Now I give them my cell phone number in case they need to get in touch.
After you steal this car, here's where you can call for the ransom.
That might work, too.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Jason on 85th and West End. You're on WNYC. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Brian. I love your show, and this is the first time I've called in. I had to call when you said the people parking. This is when I listen to your show. I'm idling.
This is, you know, for any radio people who have the hubris to think that they're like filmmakers and people come in and sit down and there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. No, people are listening to the radio while you're brushing your teeth, while you're waiting for alternate side parking to end. You just can't wait to get away from us, really.
Well, that's not true, but it's such a unique New York story, this whole side street parking deal, the alternate side street parking.
Yes. So do you stay in the car for this long because you're afraid if you just leave it double parked, you'll get a ticket for that? Or do the police allow that as a kind of a form of professional etiquette during the alternate side period?
Well, it's two things. You actually can double park where I am, and I double park from 9:30 into about 10. I have the whole system down. And at 10, I move my car into position, and then I wait until 11. Because they will give you a ticket if you are even 5 minutes. If you leave it 5 minutes before 11, if they come by, they will ticket you.
I've got another parking issue. I don't know if you have any insight on this. We may have to do another call-in on another day. But you know the new meterless Sunday law? The meters aren't in effect on Sundays anymore, right? It's supposedly not to give us a religious day, but that's where the original impetus came from it. But I think this law is placing a new burden on people who come into the city on Sundays for the theater or dinner or whatever. I was driving around with a visitor a few weeks ago looking for a place to eat on the Upper East Side, and we could not find a spot. And my theory is that what used to be a reasonable amount of churn at metered spots is now spots taken up all weekend by residents. You know, the cars sit there all day, all weekend because of the new law.
Oh, I'm sure. You have to take advantage of everything you can. As a parker on the street, you've got to do everything you can.
It's a dog-eat-car world out there. And here's wishing you many driveway moments so we actually keep you sitting there till like 11:20, 11:30, because you just can't stop listening.
Thank you. Actually, if I can say one more thing, I think it's an interesting observation of the last few years. I think thanks to the Bloomberg administration and his attempt to get more money out of us. A few years ago, I could park. In fact, I would talk to the police officer. Once the cleaner went through, you could leave the car. And he said he would not give us tickets. But that has now since changed, I think, in an effort to get more money out of us. So anyway, thanks for the show. Appreciate it.
And thanks for your call. Jennifer in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Where are you, Jennifer?
103rd and West End Avenue.
Uh-huh. And what you doing?
I'm sort of just waiting for, I usually leave my car about 10, I'm 5 minutes of, 5 minutes of 11. I'll disembark from my car. So, but I usually wait for, I usually park two or three spots in, wait for the person in front of me to leave, the other person, two or three people. So I sort of figure that if
it's a safety in
coming, they're going to get them.
Safety in numbers thing, huh?
Exactly.
I don't know, because then it's, you know, then it's a jackpot for the cop who comes by at 8 minutes of, and oh, good, I got six of them all lined up.
Well, they're not that quick. It usually takes them 2 or 3 minutes to write a ticket. So I'm my hope is that they'll get somebody before they get me.
Oh, so in other words, if you move it back, you're keeping an you're trying to park up the block
exactly. And
keep an eye. This is very sophisticated.
Exactly. Also, just to let you know, I think this is also a very communal kind of experience for everyone, especially during the summer, because no one wants to be stuck in their car. So everyone sort of starts a conversation. You sort of talk to the person that's waiting in the car in front of you and behind you, and you sort of just have sidewalk conversation about, you know, what's going on in the neighborhood. So it becomes very communal during the summer.
You're one of very few women who has called in for this particular segment. Is it mostly guys out there standing with their cars?
Well, it's those of us that work from home. You know, a lot of us that work from home. It does seem to be heavily skewed towards men, but it's a lot of us that are stay-at-home workers or moms or what have you. But it's you know, a lot of it is just people that work from home.
Thanks, Jennifer. Good luck out there.
Thanks.
Kieran in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kieran.
How you doing?
Where are you?
I'm on West 89th Street.
Mm-hmm. This is a big Upper West Side thing, obviously.
Yeah, well, at this time of the day, it is. But here, it's slightly different because on the east side of 89th Street, on Amsterdam, you can park between, it's 8:30 to 10 o'clock. And then on the other side of Amsterdam, it's from 9:30 to 11 o'clock. So if you can move to on one side of Amsterdam, you can park until 10. And then you wait for the sweeper to go through, and then you pull down the street, and you can park again. And usually you don't get any tickets.
Yeah, but that's like an all-day car management thing.
Yeah, sometimes it is. But at least this morning the sun's shining, so you can stand outside the car.
Have you ever gotten a ticket?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's 5 minutes to 11, 1 minute to 11.
And really? 1 minute to 11?
Oh, yeah. It's usually the street walkers that give you the tickets, and now they have these electronic ones. They just, you know, scan your registration, and that's it. You've got the
I don't know what streetwalkers means in Ireland. Here, it might mean something different than you think. But if you got a ticket for violating alternate side of the street parking at 1 minute to 11, did you go to court and tell the judge, look at this, this is shameful?
It doesn't matter. They just say, you know, that's it. It was before 11 o'clock, hard luck. And even sometimes if you're standing outside the car, I had a ticket where I was actually standing on the opposite side of the street and didn't see the ticket agent, and I got a ticket because I wasn't actually sitting in the car.
Well, good luck in your car, Kieran. Keep listening.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot. By the way, the reason I'm not giving out the phone number more is that I guess we've discovered a huge demographic that's probably not measured by the ratings, by the way, right? Did they call people up in their cars? What radio station are you listening to right now? Our lines have been full since I first gave the number for this at 212-433-WNYC, but all our lines are full, and we only have a few minutes left for it. But Josh in the Bronx. Hey, Josh, where are you?
I'm in the North Bronx in Norwood.
In Norwood. And what street? You want to tell us what street?
West Gun Hill.
Okay. And what's the deal on?
I'm sorry?
What's the deal on Gun Hill Road today?
Well, there's actually not a whole lot of parking on Gun Hill, but there are two blocks because we're at the bottom of Van Cortlandt Park, so there's not a whole lot of parking. But every morning I come out to switch sides and listen to NPR. But for the most part, it's a communal sort of setting. But sometimes you get two or three cars fighting for the same spot because you've got cars pulling over and waiting for spots to open up, maybe every five or six cars. So when someone leaves for work on the good side, two cars could try to shoot into that spot. And, you're not really sure what to do about that because you don't want to anger your neighbor.
So 1 minute you're chit-chatting with this neighbor about the cops and how they ticket you at 2 minutes to 11, and the next you're fighting with this person over that one spot.
Yeah, then it's a race.
Yeah. So do you have any, like, really frayed relations with any of your neighbors because of parking competition incidents?
No, I think I try my best to avoid it, but you get some kind of nasty looks, you know, through the windshield. So.
All right. You ever get a ticket? Do you think they're any different in the Bronx than all those callers from Manhattan?
No, I've gotten tickets, you know, two minutes of, one minute of. It's brutal.
Oh, it's brutal. All right, Josh, good luck. Luis in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Luis.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in on 7th Avenue in Park Slope, right over 7th Avenue on one of the side streets.
Uh-huh.
And my strategy is to study the guys when they come on and what their behavior is. And I don't get tickets that way. Before, I used to get tickets because even those minute tickets just before the hour, I would get a ticket, you know, especially those electronic things. But now I study the guys that give me the tickets, and I do much better.
I don't understand. What do you mean you study them?
Well, a lot of them have these little nuances. For instance, some start exactly on the hour. Others start 15 minutes after the hour. So if you know the general area and the spot and the person, you know when to be there, when not to be there.
Mm-hmm. But this takes as much work as just sitting with the car and waiting until 11 o'clock, doesn't it?
Sometimes more.
But you get more out of it.
It's better than a ticket.
Do you talk with them?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, and do you ask them, like, why do you give people tickets at 1 minute before alternate side expires?
I try to get as much information as possible so I can sort of know them, not necessarily to be friends with them, but to know what their behavior is so that I don't get a ticket.
Thanks a lot, Luis. Good luck out there.
Let's
see. Faye in Forest Hills, I think, is not one of these people, but wants to talk about Calvin Trillin's book about parking in New York. Faye, are you actually in your car right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are. And where are you in Forest Hills?
I am on 112th Street behind the Kennedy House.
Uh-huh.
North side of Queens Boulevard.
Right. So that's pretty dense.
I'm sorry?
That's pretty dense out there, too. We have 30 seconds, so go for it.
Well, first of all, what I can't understand is that people don't have 10 or 15 minutes to sit in their car and read the paper or read a book while waiting for the alternate side to be over.
Oh, you mean we're all so busy.
I can't believe it. And also, if you haven't read Calvin Trillin's book, Tepper Isn't Going Out, that is the funniest book on New York City parking in the world. It's all about what everyone was just talking about. It's a guy who sits in his car and he knows all the streets and all the parking in Manhattan, every street.
I'm glad to hear that life is so laid back in the sleepy town of Forest Hills. Faye, thanks a lot for your call.
Okay.
And thanks to all of you for calling in on this special call-in for people sitting in their cars waiting for alternate side of the street parking to end. Now we know you're there. We won't forget you. Oh, you can move the cars back now. It's 1 minute up.